We do need to do that, but let's, do we have to flip
no.
to the weather? No, we don't.
No, we don't.
Because we just did that.
Yes, and you're listening to KOOT 88.1 FM, Hurley, New Mexico. Or,
unless you're watching.
Right.
On Channel 17, Cats, Cable Channel 17. Or maybe you're listening to the live streaming at COOT, that's KOOT 881.org. All right.
Hey, that's it.
We had to get that out of the way, and we're talking to CJ Martis.
Martis.
Martis. Yeah.
Martis.
It's almost like the T is a D.
Okay.
But
okay.
I get
Martis.
Called all kinds of things. Miss Martis
right.
and
yes,
if you're there was a wonderful Spanish woman who said Mrs. Tuesday, Mrs. Tuesday.
Oh, Martis.
Martis.
Oh, Martis. Yeah.
Right.
But it's German and in German name, so.
Huh.
I like to keep them guessing, so.
Yeah, there you go. So, CJ, what is your expertise?
What do you do?
Yeah, what do you do and why, all that good stuff?
And why?
Well, yeah, Reader's Digest version for TV, probably.
Well,
you know, ever since I was a little girl, I have felt the enormous and beautiful presence of God in my life. And so a number of very incredible things as I was growing up happened, and I found that, you know, I saw things or could perceive things that other people couldn't. So I felt spirit, and I'm a very spiritual person, I guess. I'm not necessarily a very religious person, but I do love to learn about cultures and other types, you know, of spiritual paths. But I had a deep spirituality in me and had even what you consider to be like spiritual phenomenon happened to me as a child.
Wow. At what age?
Starting about the age of 7 or 8.
Wow. Can you kind of elaborate on what some of those experiences were?
Well, I was raised Roman Catholic, mm-hmm. and so that I had that upbringing, and so I was very much part of the church and went to Catholic school, you know, and all of that. And, you know, people say, I'm sorry, but, you know, I think it was... There are many rich traditions that I took from that, from the ceremony and all of those things. So they're really sacred to me. I'm not a practicing Roman Catholic. Actually, I'm a Tibetan Buddhist now because I've been through an entire journey. But I would see things before they would come about. Hmm. So I would know when things were going to happen, certain events, people coming back into our lives. And when I was a little bit older, when people would pass away in our family, they would appear to me.
Wow. Mm.
And ask me to deliver messages.
Wow.
To have closure.
Sure.
You know, with,
mm-hmm.
to
with
say
family.
Goodbye, things like
did
that.
Did that freak out your family?
Did it freak you out?
Yeah, or you too.
It was like my grandpa, you know, appearing to me. And not really.
It kind of seems,
you know, because
natural.
Even as a child, I thought perhaps God's calling me to be a nun, a Catholic nun. So the calling in me, or the vocation, I think, to empower people, to help people, to heal people, has always been there.
But your family was aware of this.
They were.
And they were accepting of it.
You know, I think I blew my mom's mind a lot.
Sure.
Back when I was younger. But when I would deliver messages, or I'd be, you know, I might be a little scared to share those things with other people because mm-hmm. of what they might think, they were so blessed by the events. And, you know, it's like my grandmother said to me when I finally found an opportunity to share with her when my grandfather came to me. She's like, you have the gift, don't you? And I'm just like,
wow.
Yeah. You know, because really in Catholicism, they do, you know, the Holy Spirit and gifts of the Holy Spirit are a part of that. So I was very lucky, I guess, that, you know, that I was born with the veil, you know, some of the things you hear, you know, cliches and things, you know, they were very accepting of that in my life, you know. I wasn't always accepting of that because it's like kind of having this extra, you know, sensory thing my whole life of, you know, when I'm sitting in and I'm listening to somebody speak, you know, I'm hearing other things outside of what other people are hearing.
Wow.
So, you know, it's taken me. I just turned 40 August 7th, so.
Ooh,
yay, go
me.
And, you know. It,
looking good, CJ.
Thank you. And everything is kind of come full circle in my life. So I really feel like right now the work that I've been doing for the last 4 years is what I'm most excited about.
And that is?
And it's called Akashic Field Therapy. Mm-hmm. And Akasha is a term that people aren't necessarily familiar with, but it's an ancient term. And what Akasha means is like space or sky. It's an ancient term to mean sort of the space between all things, you know, that we see in our world. And so in all ancient cultures, they've had this belief in either the Book of Life or the Chronicle of Life or the Akashic
Records.
Right.
Yeah.
And so ancient cultures utilized those people that could attune themselves or perceive that. And what it was purported to be throughout history was that every single person, every thought, I mean, this kind of captures your imagination, every thought, idea, every single thing that you experience is captured.
And recorded.
And recorded.
Oh, uh-oh.
Yeah, watch out what you, you know, ask people to look at, right? No. You know, so, yeah, I guess it could be. What have you been up to? Okay, so.
Give me any information since you've been on the, in the studio, CJ. Oh,
yeah. But about 4 years ago, this well-known quantum physicist named Irvin Laszlo, who he's himself 82 years old, he's written 90 books in 19 different languages, he's considered the father of systems theory. He's considered a quantum physicist and philosopher. And he actually began as a concert pianist and was very, like, he has compositions and different things as he's composed. And he came out and said, you know, all of this empty space that, you know, with new quantum theories and trying to, you know, how science are all trying to figure out the way things work.
Right.
You know, what's the nature of reality and all of these things they're trying to capture. He came out and said, well, you know what? I think what we're learning at the quantum level in our world is not just what they consider energy instead of empty space now. I think it's conveying information. In other words, we live in an informed universe. There is an underlying base code, if you will, that tells the flower the blueprint of how to be a flower, that tells people. And within that is an individual's, you know, Akashic field. He calls it the field because it's a quantum field. Contains, you're in, you have like an individual hologram for you of all that information. So he's saying the ancients were right because science and spirituality is kind of coming full circle.
Kind of coming together.
And I'm kind of a practical person, so when I said, you know, if all that information is truly there, which I believe that's where when people have intuitive capabilities, which all people have, we all have access to the Akashic field in our everyday lives, whether we realize it or not, and I was speaking on that last night because, you know, I have a number of events while I'm here in town. I was like, if that information is there, how do we get it out?
How do
we get to that information? Because what I found is that it's our subconscious mind that has this sort of regulatory effect with the Akashic field. So a lot of our access, even though I think we were designed to have conscious access or be able to see the possibilities, because it's not just past events or present events, but the Akashic field also holds every future potential. You know, any combination. And that's why, to me, the future's never set, because based on our choices, we're drawing this stuff from the field. So we really are creators of our reality, which is probably a really long topic to discuss.
I totally believe that. Yeah.
So I developed a method through my inspiration of Irvin Laszlo's work for to practically apply his theory, which he was thrilled with and has endorsed the method now.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm like,
congratulations.
And he's like, I'm so happy somebody's taking this theory and actually applying it to help people. And so now what we can do through this method is look at unresolved trauma. We can look at a snapshot through what I call a life program of the subconscious. And so what I've done is simplified it over the last 5 or so years, where, and what I was originally planning, but, you know, spirit rearranges things. This is, CJ, don't plan anything out too much, right? So, and they laugh at my type A because I'm very organized, you can ask anybody. So I was originally going to come teach that self-care method here in Silver City, where someone could look at that. So you could actually learn to use the method. Let's say you woke up on the wrong side of the bed. We all wake up that way. Have you ever just woke up just darn mad? You know.
Us?
Hey. Yeah. So, you know, and you're like, what is going on with me? That is such a strange, you know, you don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know what you're thinking necessarily. It's just a feeling. You can actually go to my method and find out. I'm dealing with this unresolved trauma, this belief system, and I'm dealing with this fear. And you can look at a profile of exactly. So now you can say, consciously accessing the Akashic Field can change those things, resolve them. Because in my experience and what I've learned in doing the Akashic Field work is that we're so subconsciously subjected to things that have happened to us in the past. And if you believe in past lives, through a continuum of lifetimes. So you may have an issue that prevents you from having a successful relationship or a career. And so I work with clients all over the world who go, you know what, I see these repeating patterns, these cycles. Because life's really beautiful, right? If we don't finish something, we're going to get it. It's going to come back around for us to deal with it. And so they're like, I'm really stuck on this repeating cycle. And this helps to liberate them from cycles that keep them from moving forward.
Well,
and do it in a quick, like a very quick process. And so, like, I've told people, one session with me with Akashic Field Therapy or with a certified practitioner, because there are certified practitioners, in the United States, Canada, and a couple other countries now, we'll give you so much information that you can take one session and literally work on it, re-listen to it, because I do everything in a recording format so you can keep listening. There's so much information that you could do personal growth for the entire year based on one session.
Wow. Jeez.
Yeah.
Well, and sometimes, like you were talking about getting up and just feeling weird and crabby, if you knew what was causing it, I mean, right there, that could be a relief.
Completely. Well, because as human beings, we want to know, you know, we want to know why. You know, I hear that a lot.
Sure.
CJ, why is this happening to me? You know, I'm doing all the right things.
Yeah.
And sometimes as humans, we are doing all the right things. And we're even putting the right energy and you know, action into things. And we spin our wheels. And so it's very effective for those circumstances where you sort of hit those walls. You know, and you're trying to really figure it out.
Yeah.
You know, and it's so, as I call it AFT for short, this therapy basically, you can just look at it very directly, answer why is this happening to me? And it empowers people to move forward. And so I do the Akashic Field Therapy work. I've always done, you know, what people consider more intuitive or spiritual-based counseling, because I consider myself a healer and a spiritual teacher. And so this Akashic Field work is just very important, and so I'm trying to tell people about it so they can have more of an awareness that this is accessible by all people. You don't need, you know, in ancient cultures, you know, the pharaohs, the Akashic record, the people that could do that, you know, were really regarded in society as very special, you know, spiritual people. But we have this mechanism, and through Lazo's work and my own research, you know, I've figured out that we're accessing this all day long. It is there. And if we can shift our awareness to understand that there's a whole lot more going on in our lives, and we can empower people to begin to take much more active responses to the things they're experiencing, the emotions that they need to feel, because, you know, a lot of times we don't want to.
Yeah.
I know, you know, it took me 40 years to, you know, or 38 years to get angry, right?
Wow.
Yeah, but when I really get mad, you know, my kids like duck and cover.
Yes.
Right? So, you know, I have four kids, two girls, two boys, and they love having an intuitive mother.
Oh, I'm sure.
They can't get away with anything.
Does any of them have any of these gifts or...
I mean,
in the sense that everyone does, of course.
Everyone does. You know, and I just think that some people are really born, that's their destiny, and those things are very much intact when we're children.
Yeah.
You know, because I've met other people like me who've had similar experiences, so they're out there. And it was very difficult for me going through my teenage years, so it's interesting to parent very intuitive teenagers, my daughters especially. Because they really struggle, because they're very compassionate. And, you know, in the grander scheme of things, you know, whether you believe it's God or the One or whatever you believe source to be, it's fine. You go, why is the world such a crazy place? I mean, I listen to you ladies talk about, you know, all the crazy things that are going on in the world, and I already knew I'd love you guys when I was listening over here. But, you know, it's like they don't understand the world because they're looking at it very almost angelically. You know, it's like this place is kind of rough.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
and
yeah,
why?
Yeah, why am I here? And so they have those kind of conscious awarenesses, which are difficult. You're going through hormonal, developmental changes, you know, and so I just keep, you know, reassuring them, you know, it'll be okay, you know. And my oldest daughter will turn 21.
Whoa.
And she's heading off in a van with her friends to go tour the country.
Good for her.
Yes.
Wow.
She's my grassroots rebel girl. So I'm living vicariously through her, because if I hadn't been on this path, I probably would have been out picketing and chaining myself to people's
sure.
desks and things. So,
right.
So she's that aspect of me, and my other daughter has sort of the other aspect of me. It's interesting because they're very much the same, but different, mm-hmm. different gals. Mm-hmm. And my youngest daughter's 16, but she's mm-hmm. very gifted as well.
Your sons?
My oldest son is... Not living at home right now. My youngest son was born with Asperger's syndrome,
which is
a high functioning form of autism.
Oh,
and I have learned. He's 11. I've learned so much from him for the way that he sees the world. You see, I don't consider autism a disability. I really feel like there's a reason that these children are kind of wired differently,
mm-hmm.
and so the way that he experiences life. Is so in the moment, you know, because we're worrying about this and worrying about that, and, you know, and even I can start going, okay, wait a minute, let's come back to the present moment. And he's always in the moment,
mm-hmm.
you know, and everything, he's so loving and so pure of heart, and, you know,
wow.
I've learned greatly from my children. But
I had a friend in Ruidoso when I used to live up there who had an autistic son, and she did psychic work, and they would meet in dreams and just do communication work that kind of facilitated the everyday life.
Mm-hmm. Because they have to kind of navigate, you know, they don't have social, especially with the Asperger's, you know, they're really high functioning, very intelligent or almost savant in areas right. like science and engineering. You know, but he often comes up and tells me, you know, Grandpa, who passed away a number of years ago, you know, was in my room last night. You
uh-huh.
know, so he does these stuff like that. I'm like, that's nice that he's looking over, you
sure.
know. And it's like people that, you know, he never even knew as a baby that were long gone. So, you know, he's talking about people
mm-hmm.
he's never
so
really
apparently
met.
He's
very gifted, you know, as well.
Yeah. Wow.
But, you know, I was invited to come to Silver City originally to do that training. And the minute I learned about Silver City, I was so drawn here.
Really?
Because there's really a lot going on at
oh,
more
yeah.
of an environmental and energetic level here in Silver City than I think
mm-hmm.
people realize. And when I was speaking and giving a workshop last night, you know, I was really talking and saying, you guys have quite a gem here. People are going to, I predict that people will come to this area because Silver City and this whole area is very, very sacred. Area and so
it was a good vibes, all good vibes.
I like the mix of the community
yeah,
here.
I know it's crazy, isn't it?
It's awesome. I mean, it's like such a there's so many flavors here,
sure.
I guess, is what I've
True.
Experienced as I've been here. And
you should move here.
Yeah,
I think you should move here.
Well, you know, what's interesting is that my husband was on the phone and he was like, well, you know, we need to make a trip back there, you know.
Yeah,
my husband's
yeah.
very supportive of the work, but he's like all ready to, you know, once my daughter's out of high school, you know. I'm planning on being in New Mexico because I'm very much drawn here. And I've lived in the Midwest my whole life, so
cool.
I just go pick up and
wow.
we're going to do it.
Cool.
I was talking to him really late last night. We're actually planning, you know,
uh-huh.
our exodus. But I really feel called to this area. And I also have another exciting project that I started working on this year. Because I feel like as we approach, you know, the coming changes, you know, you've heard about 2012
yeah,
right. and all of these things. And what's really occurring, you know, you hear about the Mayan calendar and everybody's doomsday and, you know, you just
right,
get all
right,
of this
right.
information. Well, what's really happening is that great spiritual awakenings are occurring because a couple cycles are converging at the same time astrologically and with like the center of our Milky Way galaxy and everything's sort of lining up. And so the effects of this alignment are really accelerating things spiritually. And so what I feel like's happening, like you hear about the New Age and you hear about all this new thought over the last couple decades, all of these things are sort of occurring because it's a prime time for these things to occur, for people to really regain the potential of who they truly are.
It's like the perfect storm.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And so as these cycles kind of move toward that, people are, I feel, are regaining a resonance with the Akashic field, sort of plugging back into something that we've lost. And so this great spiritual awakening that is that has been occurring will continue to occur past 2012, because that's not the magic end date.
Yeah,
it's just something. Because we're ending an era in humanity, and we're entering one that we've never been in before with the technologies that we have.
Sure.
With, you know, I like that you guys are talking about, you know, healthcare reform and all, you know. Those systems that don't work in our world have to collapse, you know, and they need to be replaced.
But they're not going to collapse on their own, are they?
No. And so what we're kind of readying for, and as we recapture this lost part of ourselves, this quantum connectedness to all things, because we're interconnected within this field. So that's what actually makes intuition possible, is that these things are non-local phenomenon. You know, when your best friend's calling you from another state and you both, you know, you get ready to pick up the phone to call them and they call you, you know.
Yes.
It's this, I call it the inner, I-N-N-E-R, net, you know.
Instead,
because it's an information superhighway. It's just an energy level. Yes, we can't see it. It's mm-hmm. different. So, as I said, I get very directed by spirit to do things, and so it comes up that I'm going to be creating these Akashic essences, like a flower essence, something that people will be able to take, you know, just there, it's like a homeopathic or a tincture, you know, drops. Mm-hmm. And what this will do with their subtle energy is help them to realign with sacred geometry within the Akashic field. And I'm like, I'm supposed to do what? I don't know anything about this. And then suddenly people just start, like, showing up at my door, you know, emailing me different pieces. It's like I keep seeing the pieces I need, and then they're mm-hmm. there. So I'm like, okay, I'll just trust in this process. And when I was contacted to come here, I was told, directed, that the parent essences, basically the blueprint essences that I have created in Kansas City, will be activated in a group ceremony tomorrow night that anybody's invited to attend. So through group intention at the Gomez Peak Outdoor Air Pavilion, we're going to be doing a sacred ceremony tonight. Did I say tomorrow?
No,
probably.
You said
today.
I don't know.
And so I can't keep track of the
Friday.
Time. Friday, so that's today. Yes, okay,
yeah.
I'm in the right day now. And so we're going to be activating these essences, and all kinds of different people are going to be there, and people can bring drums and poetry or anything that brings their own unique energy to the mix. And so we're having this just open to the public kind of kickoff.
And where's it at?
At the Gomez Peak Outdoor Air Pavilion.
Now, how do you get there? Do you know? Or
let me make
up Little Walnut.
Up Little Walnut. Yes, they said the first parking area.
The little
area,
picnic area.
And
right
out.
Before
or
okay.
Right before it. Okay.
Right.
Thank you, Ed Conley.
Thanks, Ed.
Thanks to Ed for bringing me to Silver City.
Yeah,
and following my destiny, I guess. So I'm excited about the essences
mm-hmm.
because and anyone who comes has an opportunity to sign up for my research study, because what I'm going to be doing is rolling them out the rest of this year to do my research and to fine-tune them. They will not be available to the public for use until like January of 2010. And so I can't guarantee that everyone will get in the protocol, and they have some mm-hmm. things they have to do for me, which is diary and do, you know, give me some feedback on them. Mm-hmm. But there's five essences, and what they do is they're representative of the energies of each of the five platonic solids in sacred geometry. Should have brought a little picture for everybody. Mm-hmm. But there are five basic forms in sacred geometry. And through my research and all of that, I found that the building blocks of the Akashic field itself are these very basic forms that in synergy together create this field. And so by taking these internally, it's sort of another way that people can balance and reharmonize their life. And I was telling them, even just realizing every day or reaffirming that you're a part of the Akashic field and that you have this access will open up wisdom, and I guarantee people will start to see communication coming in different forms, which is different for every person. It might be the bird that goes by that catches your eye, or
sure.
nature is communicating, which is very profound here in the desert, you know. And it's interesting because in the desert, or when I come to New Mexico, there's this vibration and almost song that I can hear with my intuition, which is a beautiful melody that you all are hearing all the time here. So if you're here, there's no accident. It's like you sort of called to this area to be here, and this is a wonderful place. to be. And so through the ceremony, we're really opening and drawing down all of, incorporating all of the indigenous cultures of this area, calling everyone into a beautiful circle of compassion and gratitude tonight.
What time does that start?
That starts at 6:30.
Okay.
So bring some drums and we'll make some noise. And
yeah, there you go.
And so when Ed, you know, he's like, you should do training here. And I was like, oh, we have to do the sacred ceremony. And even last night, the way things are synergistically falling in place, someone showed me an object last night that they had created or fashioned 9 years ago for this ceremony and had no idea what it was for until I came up to town.
Wow.
So I'm definitely supposed to be here. The ceremony is definitely going to happen. And the results of that ceremony will not only be the infusion of the parent essences, these Akashic Field essences, but also to benefit the transformation and healing in mm-hmm. this particular area of the country, as well as sort of anchor it with other such types of what I call more of an earth vortex, you know. And, you know, indigenous cultures, Native American, you know, all knew about these special portal ways, you know, that bring this whole being. So a local woman said, oh, I know exactly where the ceremony is supposed to be. So that is why it's out where it's out at. And so I just invite everybody to come. And then instead of the training, because I had to shift gears, a woman is hosting me to do sort of a Friday. Told you I can't keep my days straight, it's too linear. Saturday evening at 7, we're going to be doing sort of an evening with CJ, and I'm just going to teach on a number of spiritual topics. That's just for donation or mm-hmm. whatever you feel you can give. If you have no money, come anyway, you know. And
uh-huh.
just it's time to kind of sit together and talk about a lot of things I think that are important, sort of helping to share my knowledge, because I was originally trained extensively in vibrational medicine. And so there's certain things even about our physical body that we may not realize, the center of our spiritual energy. And so I'm going to talk about 10 topics that evening. And I did have private appointments available, but those booked up.
Okay.
I mean, within 24, wow. 48 hours, they were all gone. So I have reduced my rates to be here, understanding, you know.
Sure.
The economic Thanks. Impact lately.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so my website is CJ Martes, M-A-R-T-E-S. So if they want information about, like, the Saturday night, who to contact, it's
okay.
on my website, and you can't miss it on the homepage. It says, come visit us in Silver City, because I've been promoting it for a while, and you can click and the contact Sharon Scotty, who is hosting me into her home those 2 days.
Now, CJ, I want you to go back to the perfect storm.
Okay.
The 2012,
the 2012 stuff and how the universe is doing all that.
Mm-hmm.
How long is it going to take?
You know, that's a great question.
The rest of your life.
Maybe. No, you know, what people don't really realize, you know, everybody's talking about this magical date of, you know, December 21st, 2012.
Yes.
It's the winter solstice right. that year. And that's, the Mayans were such an advanced culture. Mm-hmm. And the way they track time was like in two different dimensions. You know, we all track time very linearly. But what they understood is that there's a cyclical nature to time. And so in their calendar were these five great ages of mankind. And so really what happens on that date is it sort of resets and begins again. That doesn't mean we go backwards. It's kind of hard to explain. But what's converging on that date is a very, and Greg Braden is a person who is bringing a lot of this information in. So you can find him on the internet. He's got a book called Fractal Time. So he talks about
Greg Braden.
Braden. Mm-hmm. He's has more of a scientific background, and what they've determined as they're looking at this Mayan calendar that's occurring is that, you know how our Earth spins on its axis?
Yes.
And we're actually gravitationally pulled by the Sun one direction, though it's further away, and the Moon that is orbiting our planet. And so the pole actually, that's what kind of tilts our axis. Okay. And what he said is happening at the exact same time, that's why it's a rare moment in history, is because it doesn't happen but every 26,000 years. So I guess this wobble is a very long wobble that none of us would see in our many lifetimes, 26,000 years. Mm-hmm. So as it does then, the Earth's equator lines up with the galaxy's equator. So at the solstice is when that alignment comes into a phase. So it completes a 5,000-year-old ancient cycle as well as a 26,000-year.
Oh, jeez.
Now, I couldn't really fathom when he was talking because I went and listened to his lecture. And so what they're finding, though, at a scientific level, which is cool about what I do because it's like science and spirituality meeting, you know, and kind of helping each other here as we evolve in our own consciousness. But as this happens, the magnetic field at the core of the Milky Way galaxy has tremendous effects on life here. And so the peak of that frequency affecting us here on this planet occurs on that solstice date. The alignment comes in and we're perfectly aligned to for the Milky Way to just go boom, you know, to hit us. But what we're seeing in the world and all of the changes, or even in our personal lives, things are kind of getting upheaved, or maybe they're even getting better, you know, we're seeing sort of prior to that some what I consider to be almost like a burst of energy. And so it amplifies greatly what you're dealing with. So if you're dealing with like hard things, and one of these bursts happened at the end of February to the beginning of March. So a lot of people can kind of look back and go, yeah, some interesting stuff happened during that period. And that's really where I feel like the angels, because I kind of I work with all kinds of angelic energy, and I have this sort of this team that tells me what to do a lot. You know, it's like all of a sudden it was like, you know, and that's when like people like Ed started presenting themselves, the whole idea of quantum essences. So all the stuff started coming through because I needed to have them done to help people in advance of that date. And we're told the cycle continues about 16 years past 2012.
Wow.
So it's a long process to end an era and begin a new one.
So are people going to like be prone to freak out?
It's a possibility. But I think what we need to understand is that magnetic effect is going to amplify whatever we're putting into the world.
That's so good to know.
Our own personal housekeeping, right?
It's really good to know.
We need to know that, wow, my thoughts really do affect the environment around me. We need to know that those thoughts are a type of energy in our lives. We need to recognize when we're being very negative or our fears are coming up. We need to deal with that. And that's why I'm so actively getting involved with people all over the world. It's like, you know, I know it seems simple, you know, be compassionate, not only to yourself especially, but to others. Be mindful of what you're thinking, what you're doing. It doesn't mean that you're not going to get angry or you don't want somebody to cut you off in traffic, but you can rein that back in. You don't have to stay mad all day. You know, so it's sort of degrees of this where I think that we can understand that what we're putting out there is being amplified. So even if just a small portion of the population, with this is happening all over the world, people are realizing this at a spiritual level. Communities are coming together with positive intention, with positive thought. There have been a number of studies where just, you know, people who are doing meditative work together, you know, focusing on an area, huge drops in the crime rate. I mean, they've proven that collectively we can make enormous difference with our mind.
In the physical world.
In the physical world. So, you know, what I tell people, it's like, you don't have to be perfect. You don't have to be, you know, a Buddha. You don't need to necessarily have these things, no matter what you do. What you need to understand is that you're a beautiful sentient being with all of these other capabilities, that you are interconnected. We're not separate. That we don't need to buy into life being about suffering. Because what happens and what we have in common is the suffering and separation.
Or fear.
Well, we have this fear of separation, which creates a lot of problems in relationships, where we feel estranged from our community, you know, where we don't feel worthy, where we, you know, and it's really a separation from source because, you know, we deal with all of these polar opposites in human experience. In our essence, it's a oneness. It's not a two-ness. So that separation, basically that polarity of human experience is what creates that like core fear of being separate. We want people to love us, you know, and so we become motivated by this fear of separation, or we become motivated by the belief in suffering, because it is hard here. So it's easy to kind of get caught up in, you know, it's all about hard work, you know, I'm all about let's ease into the new, you know, age. Let's make things easier. Let's quit complicating things for ourselves. And so I feel very fortunate to have the gifts that I do to help others do that, whether it's through an intuitive reading, you know, whether it's all about that person. It's not about me. You know, it's about each of us as individuals being a very important part of light in the world. We don't realize that. It has nothing to do with culture or religion or anything. As a species on this planet, we need to start knowing what our ancestors did know in some ancient cultures, and some of them got real greedy and those civilizations fell. It's a cycle of time, creation, destruction. You know, we're not going to escape that.
Yeah.
But what we're consciously putting into the world is so very important right now, because it's like tenfoldly mm-hmm. being amplified. It's like you put a little tiny sound into an amplifier and it gets... It's a stereo.
That's really
surround
good to
sound.
Know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So how do you have all the, everybody's energy coming at you and you're kind of absorbing it. How do you yourself go, oh my God, let me out of here for a day?
I don't really do that.
You don't?
No.
Do you have some protection? I mean, do you protect yourself from all that, or it's...
You know, I think more that I've done, well, I think it bombarded me a lot more when within myself I was a lot more lost. I had my own, you know, tragedies to deal with in my life. So my life is not, you know, being a very spiritual person or being gifted.
Right,
it
doesn't make your life perfect.
It doesn't make your life easier. You know, I think we have sort of a misconception about enlightenment or achieving a certain level of consciousness. Actually, the lessons can get harder. Sorry, but they do. And so I think as I've liberated myself, which, you know, as any teacher, you're teaching to learn from your students, right?
Right.
And so all the people that I've had the blessing to work with in my life have really contributed to me being able to become who I am, to be comfortable with who I am, and not to vibrate to some of this other stuff.
Garbage,
fear, judgment, you know, mm-hmm. these things. And so what's interesting is that, you know, some people see me as an angel and other people kind of think I'm the devil, and it's all their perception.
Oh, sure.
And so I don't get caught up or take things personally, because right. I'm either going to draw you in or I'm going to repel you, and it's just the path. Mm-hmm. So as my own energy fields become what I call more coherent, you know, when we live from the heart, we become very coherent in our energy field. That can protect us from illnesses, from the things in the environment. People don't realize that when you tend to the energetic part, you know, we are bioenergetic beings. They're mapping the human brain, finding out that as they slice this thing down into tiny little pieces that it glows. Did you know your human brain glows?
No.
Something's going on there. You know, why would it be luminescent?
Really?
You know? And they're going,
wow.
I already knew that, you know, because there's this quantum unseen world around us. We're swimming in it. And so I think I've just learned as I've kind of got rid of all of, you know, a lot more of my own suffering, kind of learned to protect myself. So it's less of a conscious thing. I think about 5 years ago, I kind of had to shield myself from the energy of other people.
Boy, I would say.
But now I'm ready to, in my own life, to be that conduit.
We have to shield ourselves from people. Can you believe it?
Oh, I believe you. I believe you. It's funny. Funky navigating the real world, right? And so, I'm ready to walk the path. If it's in Silver City, that's awesome. And I've already just had a wonderful experience just walking through the community, eating some really good food. You guys can grow stuff in the desert. I had no idea. And it took me out to their garden.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yummy.
Yes.
Yummy.
Yeah.
Yummy. Good food. So.
And a longer growing season than Kansas City.
Right. You know, we're having to contend with so much rain. You know, the crops are kind of getting flooded out this year.
Oh, they are. I'm a Midwestern girl, too.
Are you? Mm-hmm. Where are you from?
Born in Iowa.
In Iowa, okay.
Lived in Iowa, South Dakota, Minnesota.
Minnesota?
Yeah. Yeah.
I really love the Midwest.
Though. Yeah, I do. Well, yeah, it's nice. Okay, so by year 2028,
we are really
down
into the next
gonna
yes.
phase.
But you're going to see some cycles in the entire world, and Braden talks about this as well. We're going to see more convergence of old cycles coming to be done differently in next year. So you're not going to get as much shakeup in the world in 2012 as you're actually going to get over the next couple of years.
Is there going to be like just one person, one president over the whole world?
No, I don't think so. You know, and I think that we have to understand, too, that it's not just, you know, necessarily governments that are corrupted. You know, there are some pretty powerful individuals, you know, in the world.
Bernie Madoff.
You know, so, you know, these people are just not going to have a place.
Oh,
eventually.
Good. Oh, thank you for
I'm
saying
I'm an optimist.
That.
You know, it's like, oh, my God. It's like, don't look at that.
Don't. Yeah.
Hold the vision. Keep the faith is what I tell people, right? You know, let's perpetuate, not the fear.
Right. Like,
let's have some faith in humanity.
Thrown in your face for the past
I can't watch
years.
The news.
I don't watch
I stay abreast of what's going on because I want to be an informed citizen, and you need to do that.
Right.
But I, like the local news and stuff, it breaks my heart. And, you know, I feel like they cover all this bad stuff.
Oh,
but
yes.
They don't talk about the millions of people working on global sustainability like Laszlo, and there's a huge think tank in Budapest, Hungary that he founded of all of the great futurists and people. So there's some real big players out there that we have to realize, you know, if we get these blinders off, we're only looking at, you know, what Obama's doing or what Congress and all the little fighting that they're doing and, you know, makes me laugh. So we have all of these growing changes going on, you know, but there are some big people, wonderful people out there making a huge difference
that nobody knows about.
Right. Yeah, why is press not covering that? So, you know, it's people like myself who want to get out there, and the internet is a wonderful medium.
Yeah.
Because that's such a way, you know, because I'm on Facebook and I'm really out there and more available to the general population than
and
I used to.
And now you'll be on the morning show website.
And now I'll be on
well.
The morning show website, which I'm so happy that I got invited. You know, I'm kind of calling Ed my media coordinator.
Sure.
So, you know, it's nice to be here, and I just love your community. So.
Thanks,
wow.
CJ.
You are welcome.
So let's, one more time, tonight,
Friday night, 6:30 at Gomez Peak, the Outdoor Air Pavilion, off a little Walnut, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm getting another area, Crash Course. And then Saturday, there is an event with some spiritual teaching with me that's just for a love offering, and the ceremony's just free, just come. Everybody come tonight. So Saturday evening at 7 p.m. is an event.
And where is that, CJ?
It's at a woman's house. I don't have her number with
me.
But if you go to my
website.
www.cjmart, T as in Tom, E as in Edward, S as in Sam.com, you'll see the Silver City link, and you can get her phone number, give her a call. She'll be happy to give you directions. So.
All righty.
Yes.
Well, it was a pleasure.
I know.
So.
Thanks, Ed, for hooking us up.
It's been wonderful. Thank you, ladies.
Yes, thank you.
CJ Martis.
Martis.
CJ Martis.
Okay, stay right there, CJ, because we're going to flip out.
To the weather.
Okay.
Thank you. And there is the weather. On our AccuWindow, we had Window Weather Watch, and 10% chance of showers today. There's not too many clouds out there yet, but afternoon maybe. 20% chance of rain this evening through Monday night. And beautiful weather as usual here in Silver City. And perfect time to come visit.
Yeah, 72 degrees.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect temperature.
I know.
Humidity's low.
Gotta love it.
That's right. Okay, highs, you know, right around 90.
Sure.
Lows around 60. Just like it has been.
Absolutely. All right, hey, it is time for us to thank our sponsors.
Boy, do we appreciate them.
Exactly.
And our premier sponsor, of course, is AmBank, a full-service local bank supporting our community in so many ways over the past 11 years. They've got telephone banking at 534-0550. Online banking and bill pay at ambanksc.com. Branches in Baird and Hurley, as well as the home office, 1609 North Swan Street here in Silver. It's a lot of S's. AmBank is a member FDIC, equal housing lender, and, of course, the only bank that we know of with a dinosaur in the ditch. Yes, Hey, thank you, AmBank, for all you do.
Mis Amigos Pet Care Center, they are located on the corner of Arenas Valley Road and Highway 180 East out there in Arenas Valley. And Gail Ski and the whole staff offers complete pet services from boarding and grooming to that doggy daycare and the little puppy socialization. There's a retail shop with all kinds of stuff to choose from, that Canada dog food and handmade leads and leashes also. Information is available by calling 388-4101 or in person from 8:30 to 5:30, Monday through Friday, and Saturdays 10 to 2. Thank you so much, Mis Amigos Pet Care Center.
And Anima, a new art gallery, store, and fully equipped custom frame shop, features local artists and Mexican-inspired folk art in multiple media, including jewelry, sculpture, tin work, and paintings. Owners Ben Emerson and Maria Elena Arizaga say the gallery is, quote, all about the local artists, unquote, including the appropriate framing to showcase their work. They're located at 213 West Yankee Street in downtown Silver City, and Anima is open 10 to 5 Tuesday through Sunday, with more information available at 574-7808. Hey, thank you so much, Anima.
Kowal Paint, hey, they are located at 1316 Silver Heights Boulevard, and they provide a complete line of painting supplies and equipment to make that painting experience a lot easier. They have the color life system of quality paint, ranging from those vibrant colors to the rich neutrals. Superior customer service is their goal, with experienced color matching expert, yes, Irma Chavez, the manager, the whole crew. And Kowal Paint is open from 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. Saturdays, they're open 8 to noon. Not only do they have paint and all the equipment that goes along with it, but Irma has a huge rack of caulk there at Kowal Paint. And more information is available at 534-9104. Thanks, Kowal Paint.
All right. Southwest Bone and Joint Institute in the La Montaña Plaza in Silver, and at 721 East Holly in Deming, offers comprehensive musculoskeletal diagnostics and treatment in a customer-centered environment. Yes, they do. And sports medicine, fracture care, joint replacement surgery if you need it, and they explain the alternatives as well. It's home of the open-air MRI, occupational therapy gym, and more information available in Silver at 534-1919, in Deming, 546-3604. They are happy to be here, eager to serve. Thank you so much, Southwest Bone and Joint Institute.
Cuatro Caminos, that is our local public transit system. Their slogan is, hey, get on the bus. They offer on-demand service as well as regular routes. Yeah, they'll even take you to Deming and Lordsburg, bring you back if you want to come back here. Cuatro Caminos buses are handicapped accessible, and they also have those buses with bike racks. The main office is located at 524 Silver Heights Boulevard, and more information is available from Cuatro Caminos at 388-3180.
All right, and Pick-A-Mania, a Members Region Arts Council event coming September 11th through the 13th at Golf Park. Free Bluegrass Folk Americana Festival right here. Headliners include Pine Leaf Boys, Molly O'Brien, and a lot more. There'll be workshops, informal picking circles after the Saturday night performance, beer garden featuring Mesilla Valley beers, and general vendors as well. Founding sponsor of Pick-A-Mania is First New Mexico Bank, media sponsor KSCQ Radio, and this morning show sponsorship paid for in part with Silver City Lodgers Tax funding. More info from the MRAC office. Locally, 538-2505, toll-free, 888-758-7289, or at membresarts.org. Hey, thank you, Pick-A-Mania, from Members Region Arts Council.
Then there's Broadmind Media.
Oh, yeah.
Incorporated. We do produce the morning show and other content for Cats TV, Channel 8 TV, Coot Radio at 88.1 FM.
Oh, yeah.
And also Coot Streaming, too, at coot881.org. And we do have the website, themorningshowlive.com, and that's where you can go to contact us if you want to be a guest,
And you can see shows on the website.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Past other shows. Services are on our website.
Yeah.
And that's about it. Hey, themorningshowlive.com. YouTube.com/themorningshowlive.
And yes, we are hardcore.
Damn straight.
Right. Well, hey, I hope everybody has a great weekend. We will be back on Monday.
Yeah.
I want to thank people for watching, people for listening. Thanks to the crack crew of cats for technical assistance. And stay tuned for Dan Stokes and the special blend on Coot Radio.
That's right.
Playing
he's smooth.
Good music over there. And as I said, we'll be back with some more guests on Monday.
That's right. Hey, Dan Stokes is the only live local DJ.
Yes, he is.
Around. Right. And then you got that Tater show before us every morning.
Yep.
He's half alive and local. And of course, I was like, I was lecturing people, we have to promote each other.
That's true, we do.
Mm-hmm.
And Coot Radio is on the air from midnight until noon daily.
Mm-hmm.
Community radio station.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, everybody. Have a good weekend.
Do that.
We'll see you Monday.
Happy trails.
Here's what's happening, people. Don't wake up alone. Tune into any broadcast. You can laugh and groan. It's the Morning Show with Gwen and Lori. When they were only babies, Mama told them, girls, always ask questions that opens up new worlds. They shot a guy from Reno, 'cause he would not speak. Morning show on Cats and Coots, 7 days a week.